I love the smell of commerce in the morning.
Why are we at the mall?
Listen, we just spent an entire season hanging out at Quick Stop on the Jay and Silent Bob Minute, and I thought we could use some new scenery.
But why the mall?
It has everything we need. A cookie stand, a Magic Eye poster, and Stan Lee.
It would be better if Batman was here.
Ben Affleck is here.
I guess that's close enough.
If you've enjoyed this witty banter, please join us this season on Jay and Silent Bob Minute as we discuss Kevin Smith's Mallrats.
Snoochie Boochies.
We will figure out why this original opening exists, why Shannon Doherty keeps changing outfits, and why that kid is back on the escalator again.
So join us for all the chocolate-covered pretzels you can eat.
On Jay and Silent Bob Minute on Dueling Genre.
Hello and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we pound the door of Rocky 2 one disappointed look at a time. I am Jason.
I'm Doug.
And joining us again today for a second day is Craig.
Nope.
And
I had it, man. I was rolling right through that.
You were only two letters off. It was pretty ghost.
I was thinking Jeff and Chris and, and Craig came out.
Hey.
Joining us today is Chris. Welcome back again.
Hey, thanks.
And Jeff was supposed to be here, but he's not. So
we're still waiting on him.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So today, with Chris, Craig, whatever, we're knocking out minute 62, which begins with some impatient knocking and ends with a press conference.
Man, that was so good. You started off,
and I was impressed.
Blow right through this.
I was actually when I was reading that, mm-hmm. and I got to the intros, I was kind of like, "Wow, I am nailing this."
You should just let it go. I would have just answered to Craig for the rest of the minute. You should let it go.
We'll start calling you Craig anyway.
I should. We always talk about how getting someone's name wrong and then dismissing it is one of the most disrespectful things you can do. Like, should just let it go and be like, "Joining us today is Craig," and wait for you to go, "No, it's Chris," and me go, "Whatever."
Yeah, whatever. Well, it's funny because I probably wouldn't have. I had a guy drive me to work for a while, and he called me Steve for like a year, and I never told him it wasn't Steve. I just let him go. I know, and I think his name was Chris, and he called me Steve for like a year.
that's terrible. Oh, that's awful.
So here we are. We're at minute 62.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
look at my notes.
Adrian's staring at Rocky after pleading with her not to ask him to stop being a man.
Yeah.
Don't.
These are my notes.
You look at my notes.
Right. Yeah, so she's staring at, and Jay, actually, on your computer.
Don't look at my notes. Don't look at my computer. Don't look at anything. Close your eyes.
You have the look right there. At the beginning of minute 62, hang on. Now I got to bring it up since Jay's being a bitch
the look.
Right here.
Yes, we all know this look. This that is look. You have to post this look. I Mighty Mix when this episode airs because this look she's giving him. I wrote in my notes.
This is going to be my episode screen cap.
I don't know. There might be a better one later on in this minute.
This is just a look of this is anger and disappointment and
hurt.
And, you know, I thought you gave up. Like, this is just, there's a lot of emotion behind this one little look.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a worse look coming out.
There is.
You have it.
I got it right here. It's like
there's so
40.
Similar looks, though.
Yeah.
Man. But we'll get there. We'll get to that one. The knocking.
Oh, God. First, before we get to the knocking, who makes their bed like that? Do you tuck your sheets all into your pillows and everything else?
Well, let me see. Oh, God, no.
No.
I don't make a big
hit. Does she work at a hotel on her day off?
I mean, it is nicely done, but
it really is, but nobody does that.
No.
You throw your blankets up over top of your pillows and you walk away.
Oh, my wife,
I don't even do that.
She'll fold the sheet back.
Yeah, we do that too. Fold the sheet back.
So, yeah, so there's like a 6-inch kind of, like,
I gotta be honest,
sheet comes
if over. I lived here by myself, it would just be in a ball in the center of the bed, and I would freaking grab it and pull it over
God.
Myself when I got
we
to bed.
We never make our bed.
Really?
Until I lived with my wife, I never made my bed
once. Yeah, why would you? Why would you? I'm going to mess it up again when I get back in. I said that to my wife. Did you make the bed? No, I'm going to mess it up when I go back in there. Mm-hmm. Why would I make it?
I got to be honest, though. My wife, like, there's nothing like getting into bed with, like, a freshly set of washed sheets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's yeah. great. It doesn't have to be made. It just has to be the sheets be fresh.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you're not doing that every night. That's going to be a lot of laundry.
No, yeah. You don't want to wash your sheets. But, I mean, you know. I don't know. There's something to be said about a made bed. I don't know. I never would have known if I didn't marry my wife.
Yeah, me too.
So you married my wife too?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
No, she's been lying to me.
She does good at making money for Disney World. I don't know where she gets the money from.
I'm not even getting in this conversation because if there's any chance I get in this conversation and my wife ever listens to this episode, I will be divorced. So I'm just going to plead the fifth here and move on to Adrian's fucking stare.
I have no worries of it. My wife says she's going to listen and she never does. So.
Now, my wife says she's not going to listen and holds up her end of the bargain.
Well, she's honest. At least she's honest.
Yes. She is. And she's at home right now, laying in bed by herself, and not happy about it. So, it's a compromise.
Oh, I hear her. It sounds like she's coming down here. She must have heard us already.
Whoever is knocking on the door is very impatient.
Yes, he's a jerk, is what he is. Have you ever had anybody knock like this?
No, and I would be angry.
I'd be pissed off when I got down there.
I would throw that door open and say, what?
Well, that's what I was saying. He's saying about being a man. If he was a man, he would go down there and say, why are you knocking on my door like this?
There's 20 seconds of knocking.
Yeah.
Right? But there's like four rounds of pounding on the door. But there's about 2 seconds of silence in between the rounds of knocking. Mm-hmm. There's no rest there. I mean, you knock, and then the courtesy says you wait until the person answers.
Right. If he was knocking like that and I was walking down the steps, I would have been screaming the whole way down the steps, curse words and obscenities at that door.
I'm coming!
Yeah, knock at the...
God.
No, I don't want to do it yet. I'm waiting. I'm saving it.
Oh, man. So who's at the door, Craig?
It's Ricky. Ricky's at the door.
I think we all know who was at the door, right? Did you know who was at the door? I mean,
that grumpy ass old man is the one I would think would be at the door. Yeah,
yeah,
pounding like that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking there's one or two people at the door: Apollo or Mickey.
Now, Rocky walking down the steps is he Johnny Cash? What is with this outfit? He's the man in black.
Yeah, he wears black
just constantly. I know it's kind of crazy.
It's kind of like my color, my favorite color. Remember shopping? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's I have some color things throughout this movie so far, and I can't put it together because I know nothing about color symbolism or theory.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think there was any? Do you think they, in 1979, were making this movie and we're like, oh, we got to have Rocky wear black for a reason?
No. I think Rocky was like, I look badass in black. Let's always have me in black.
But he has all these like undershirts, right? So he has the black one. We talked about the yellow one that he wore when he went to see Mickey. In the next scene at the press conference, he's going to wear a red one.
Yeah. So wait a minute, you're fucking telling me that because he has different colored shirts, that there's some... Do you have all the same color shirt in your closet?
No, but
what color shirt did you wear yesterday?
God, I don't know.
He still got the same shirt on from yesterday. Just look at his shirt.
You have a red shirt on today. Tomorrow, there's a chance you'll wear like a blue shirt.
Sure. It's symbolism. Then, yeah, but he's got it all planned out.
A green shirt?
Maybe. Depends on my mood. And what I'm trying to convey to the viewer.
You just sat here and went like, there's some kind of symbolism going on in this movie because today he's got black on and tomorrow he's wearing like a yellow and the next day he's wearing like a red man and then there's a scene where he's wearing blue. Like, what are you doing? He's wearing different colored shirts.
But it's a movie and I'm wondering, because we do this minute by minute, if there's any reason behind the colors he's wearing at that particular moment.
Also, this minute has like half a minute of knocking. We have to have something else to talk about, so I understand what you were doing.
Listen, Scott Carelli, he talks about color symbolism. I've heard him. So maybe he can weigh in on this. Scott, if you listen.
Well, we already had him on. And I didn't talk about colors.
He was wearing a leopard print caveman outfit. There's no symbolism to be had there. I think all the symbolism there was right on screen. There's no reading between the lines. So Mickey, it's Mickey at the door. He says, I think we ought to knock his block off. Mm-hmm. Why is Mickey taking this so personally? He threw his soup, his warm milk at the TV last time. And now he's there. He's not pounding on the door and he wants to knock Apollo's block off. Why is he taking it so personally?
I don't know.
Okay.
The one thing I liked, I don't know. That's a good question. We'll get back to that in 1 second, because the one thing that I liked was that he said, we ought to knock his block off. Like, he's telling Rocky, we're back to a team again. We're in this together.
I'm team
for you. We're a team. And it wasn't, you know, just, he didn't come to the door and say, you ought to knock his block off. It was we. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, why Mickey's so upset about this, I don't know. Maybe because he thinks they're disrespecting Rocky. He thinks Rocky did a lot better than he's getting credit for.
Maybe Apollo's a loudmouth and he's getting on his nerves.
Maybe.
Maybe Mickey being a, oh, here's a good one. Maybe Mickey being like an old school boxer who's been involved in boxing his entire life. Maybe he doesn't like the flashy, the showmanship. Yeah. Maybe
he's tired of it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree.
In the first movie, when we saw Mickey come groveling to Rocky, it was, it's my last chance.
Mm-hmm.
I missed my chance. It was, you know, Mickey wanted to hitch his wagon to the Rocky train, you know, for selfish reasons, I would say. And here, it's like he doesn't like them talking bad about his guy.
Yeah.
Because it's a team, or we're talking bad about him, you're talking bad about me.
Right. Well, no, I don't think it's like a selfish purpose here.
I think he just wants him to shut him up.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mickey's like his guy, you know, like he doesn't want people bad talking his, I don't know.
No, you're onto something there.
So Rocky says absolutely, yet he doesn't have Adrian's blessing.
Ugh.
And there she is.
Oh my God, she's scary. She looks like something from The Shining standing back there. She creeps me the hell out back there.
It is an ominous shot of her.
It's a horror movie shot. She's scary.
Hold on, I gotta get to it.
Oh God,
second 40. Yeah, so she says Rocky, and it's like first it's like a little kind of. Hold on a second. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's dark on like the first floor. The only light is coming from upstairs.
Yeah.
And there she is sent. That is like shining shot.
Yeah. Then they do the close-in on her, and she does that scary friggin' slow turn, like she's going to spin around, her head's going to spin around or something.
Oh, man.
It's bad. It scares me.
So it's, you know, so she's wearing that shirt. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a shirt that says baby with an arrow pointing down. And now, earlier, when they're arguing, throughout this whole thing, it's as if... You know, she's saying, there's a baby in here, dummy. You can't fight.
Read the billboard.
But it's also, from his point of view, it's like him saying, but there's a baby in there, dummy. I have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it's about the baby.
Obviously.
She doesn't want him to fight because of the baby. And he feels like he has to fight because of the baby.
Interesting.
Hmm. So he says sorry. And then that's the look, like the close-up. She has this look.
Yeah.
And he just broke her heart.
You can see it break. You can watch it break right there.
Yeah. and on that close-up.
Yeah. God. One,
yeah. But how uncomfortable do you think Mickey is? But hold on. I have to hear it. So she walks upstairs, puts her head down, walks upstairs.
Oh, you mean Mickey's mumbling?
Yeah, he's like...
He goes, what does he do? Well, you know.
Yeah,
well, you know. Women, what are you going to do?
It's a very uncomfortable moment for Mickey to be a part of. But so, where do they go right now? Do they go, like, you know, back to the office to make the phone calls?
Apparently they go straight to a press conference. That's where they go. In a blink of an eye.
He leaves.
That's movie magic, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he go? Rocky doesn't go with him, does he?
I don't know. Mickey just kind of walks out. That's weird.
I think
Mickey, he just stopped to say that? That was it?
He can't call. I don't think he's got a phone.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. I just thought he walked out.
No.
He
did.
Oh my God, that's even worse. My next question was, what happens when Rocky gets back home.
Oh. It don't look like Rocky follows him out the door. He stands there when Mickey leaves.
Dude, I always thought he followed him out, but there's no cooling off period.
No.
So he's going back into the fire.
Look, your question could be, is what is the rest of this night like for Rocky and Adrian? Right? But we've all had it. So
I'll tell you what it is. I know what it is. He goes up into bed. She's not facing his side right, at all. Yep, and she doesn't move at the rest of the night. She lays with her back to him. You try and she don't answer you. And you go sleep on the couch maybe.
No. Yep. No. I don't. We don't do sleep on the couch.
I don't either. I'll sleep in that bed. You're going to sleep on the couch. I'll sleep in that bed. I don't care.
We just do the facing away from each other. And yeah. I don't move the entire night. I'm steadfast facing away. On my end of the bed, she's at her end of the bed. There's a lot of space between us.
We don't do the sleep on the couch. I told my wife,
no one sleeps on the couch.
I told my wife, if we get a divorce, I'm still not sleeping on the couch. You bring another guy home, I'm sleeping right here on my side of the bed. This is where I stay. Hey, how you doing? This is where I sleep.
Way to fight the good fight, man.
The only time I ever sleep on the couch is when she has stomach virus. Then I sleep on the couch.
I heard that about you.
But we don't do sleep on the couch. We just sleep. It's just an awkward night's sleep, just awkward.
So all she got to do if she doesn't want you to sleep in the bed is pretend she got the stomach virus.
Ooh.
That would be a smart move for her. Oh, let's get rid of him. Man. Oh, I'm so sick. Oh, Jason, I'm so sick.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. That's what you're gonna say. Oh, my God.
I'm fucking leave the house.
Start retching a little bit. It's a little dry heat.
Yeah.
That's it. You're on the couch. Mm-hmm. See, I don't go right upstairs. I probably go into the kitchen and get drunk.
Well, that's one way to go about it.
Yeah. That's bad, though. That could be bad.
Well, you know, I'll just go upstairs and pass out and not even address the issue.
True.
We don't address the issue. We just go to sleep.
Yeah, ignore each other.
It's easier to go to sleep when you're drunk. And I'll snore all night when I'm drunk, so it's kind of, I win? No?
I'm going to cut all that out.
Part of the problem is, though, I'm drunk. I'm going to be up there and be an asshole, put my arm around her and say, what's the matter, and shit like that if I'm drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I might get punched in the face if I'm drunk.
Yeah, at that point, my wife might get out of bed and go sleep on the couch.
Right.
So it's a win-win.
Whole bed to myself.
No. That's just a situation nobody wants to find themselves in. So we cut right to the press conference, Chris.
Yes, we do.
Where Rocky's wearing a
red shirt.
Red shirt.
I wonder if there's some kind of symbolism for that. I don't know.
That is a fantastic question.
I don't know.
I have not thought about that.
Yeah. And other than Duke, no one else is wearing red in the room. It's the only red. The two of them red.
Yeah, he matches Duke for some reason.
That's something, man. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
That is definitely.
Oh, wait. Hold on. There's a light on the camera, which is red.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Red stripes on the flag.
Yeah. We are onto something. So from the book and the script, that they tell me that this is taking place at the Philadelphia Boxing Commission.
Yeah.
I was wondering when I'm watching that, like if I thought this might have been like Apollo Creed's office or something. But
it looks like they rented a town hall or something is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, Apollo Creed doesn't have that, Muhammad Ali showman act. At least not in this minute. It may change next minute. We'll have to.
You don't think so? I think he's putting a little bit of a show on when he's talking about, I want this in this man's home, so his, so they could see it.
A little bit, but he's not doing his he's not doing his cadence. His Apollo Creed. Mm. I mean, we get into it, but he's not messing around. He's not messing around this time.
Right.
Last time they did a press conference, they were standing up there together. They were. Playing around for the camera and everything. Well, not they were. Apollo Creed was.
Well, we find out there's no playing around coming up.
Nope, no clowning.
And no comedy.
The fight will be held at the Spectrum because he wants Rocky's home crowd to see this.
Right.
He wants to humiliate Rocky in front of his home crowd.
Isn't that where the first fight was?
It was. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
You know, people criticize this movie for being a rehash.
I've heard that too.
Of the first one.
So what?
I think that about
uh-oh.
What?
About what?
Ace Ventura.
The Hangover movie.
Ace Ventura Part 2.
No, Jay's going deeper than Ace Ventura.
The Hangover movies, yeah, they pretty much are the same movie.
They rehashed the same thing, but I think it works, and I love it, and I don't
care. Fun.
I think it worked perfectly both times.
I think this one works as a rehash, to be honest with you. Yeah, why not? You won the first time. Go for it again.
I agree. I love this movie. You know, I don't mind that it visits the same, outline as the first one.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
It follows the same outline. I don't mind it. Like, I love it. Yeah. It's different. It's different in its own way.
Yeah.
It has the same tone, sure. But
yeah, they're stuck with the formula, sure. But
yeah. I never knew, because I always loved this movie, that it was an issue with some fans, but just from, you know, reading about it, doing this project, I found that. So, I mean, I never thought it. So, and I have the microphone and they don't.
Yeah, right? So. You want to talk about it? Start your own podcast.
That's right.
There's other movies that have done that, followed the same.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a very popular item.
It doesn't always work, though.
When has it worked?
Oh, man, you really put me on a spot here.
Here we go.
When hasn't it worked? Gremlins, maybe? Karate Kid?
I like Karate Kid, too.
You know, I do like Karate Kid, too. As well.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I've been on a Back to the Future kick lately. I watched Back to the Future 1 last night. I'm DVRing Back to the Future 2. Well, I DVR'd Back to the Future 2. I'm going to watch that tomorrow.
First of all, movies. It totally works for Back to the Future.
Oh, that they did it brilliantly.
Fantastic sequels.
Yeah. And then they pushed the limit a little too far.
You mean when they went back to the old West and stuff?
Yeah.
After, believe it or not, and I'm not just saying this because we're on dueling genres, but after listening to Back to the Future 3, the minute by minute, I appreciate that movie so much more after listening to that show.
Right. Yeah, they made it sound better. They definitely did.
They really did.
I'll give it a shot.
You should. Listen to the show, then go back and watch the movie, and you'll appreciate it.
Because I hate Back to the Future 3.
I don't hate it. Where are we? The end of the minute. Look at that.
Yeah, we made it.
All right.
Man.
Finish line.
Got to thank Jeff for joining us.
Yes, yeah, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. Do you have to plug anything, Jeff? Jeff there at those things.
How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm Craig, or Chris, from the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. My co-host Jeff is supposed to be here, but we don't know what happened to him. We're on duelinggenre.com. We did Clerks 1 minute at a time. Now we're pushing our way through Mallrats. I think we're up to like minute, 80 by this point. And you can find us on moviesbyminutes.com.
We are,
You forgot. Forgot
Rocky Minute on Facebook, Instagram, MySpace,
LinkedIn, Grindr,
Pinterest. You're on Pinterest,
Etsy. Tumblr.
I don't even know what half that stuff is.
We are Rocky Minute on all social media: Instagram, Facebook. We have a Facebook listeners group, Mighty Mix, where we talk about all things Rocky. And if you want to email us, rockyminute@gmail.com. And we are also on duelinggenre.com. You can download all of our episodes, as well as some other movie-by-minute episodes, such as Clerks, Mallrats. Can you listen to Mallrats yet? Is it filming?
It's out there.
It's out there. You can see that. If you want to hear Jeff and Craig, just tune into that. We're just Craig, depending on Jeff's there.
Sometimes.
Actually, not that often.
But anyway, you know where to find us now. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Ready?
Wait, hold on. What's that sound?
The fan on my computer.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing that in recordings, and it's f***ing distracting. Mm,
buy me a new computer.
Okay.
Is your birthday coming up?
Past already. Christmas is coming up, though.
I'm not buying you a new computer.
I just got a new laptop for my birthday the other day.
Can you at least, like, slide this?
What are you, Bill Gates?
I did go to Computer Learning Center for 2 years. And I wound up at the post office.